Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson. Who are you? You are Jason Inman. And you, listeners, are the amazing, beautiful, sexy patrons who come over here and you want even more content after we've been talking like crazy people about Maggie
Thank
Sawyer.
You. Caggy. Don't hashtag Caggy. CAGGIE. Chloe Sullivan, Maggie Sawyer.
I'm going to put this out there
Caggy.
To only our patrons. If you draw me a shipper pic of Caggy, I will send you something.
Oh, I'm going to send you something cool as hell.
So, yeah, I want that.
Ashley V. Robinson on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, cool.
Send it to me.
Ashley, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about comic book cops today because Maggie Sawyer is one of the greatest. Would you say that? Like, I mean, let's table.
Only DC?
We cannot do DC.
Are we going to do everybody?
We can do everyone. But I think we're going to focus more on DC.
Sure.
Tabling James Gordon.
You have to.
It, just like when we did our Vulcan lesson, you have to table Mr. Spock.
Yep.
Who do we think are some of the best cops out there? Now, I have a list. Some of them are crazy. And I didn't even know existed. We can go through them and we can decide to include them or not.
Okay.
Or we can start with the cops that we know and build from there.
What do you want to do?
Oh, let's start with all the DC cops that we know.
If you got a list, let's go through your list. If you took the time to put together a list, let's do that.
I didn't put together, I Googled this list.
Fine,
in my defense.
And if you forget anybody, I'll be like, where is this person?
Okay, this is from Den of Geek.
Sure.
So I'm going to skip the ones that I've never heard of.
Maybe I've heard of them.
Okay. Their number 20 is Pow Wow Smith.
I don't know who that is.
Right. Neither do I. He's a Batman character, evidently. Liz Warner.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know either. How about, I think you'll know this one because I know you love this series, The O'Dares from Starman.
Oh, yeah. The O'Dare clan and Hope O'Dare.
That's right.
They're all those Irish cops from Jack Knight's Starman run. One of them eventually dates the Shade.
Yeah.
But there's like five of them. They're all brothers and their entire family, they're all Irish crops, the O'Dares. They're so awesome.
Yeah. So you like them?
They're not very capable cops, though.
No, but they're great characters. Yeah,
they're great characters, but they're not good cops.
Okay, so.
That's the criteria, good
cops.
Are
they a good cop? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Savage Dragon.
You know, I forget that he's a cop because he kind of abandons it like about 50 issues in, I think.
Yeah.
You know, here's the fun fact. I actually bought Savage Dragon number one because it was back when I was a little kid and I saw it as a number one and I thought it was a big deal. That's when I was a little kid. I was like, oh, this will be worth millions.
I also feel like the art and the design of Savage Dragon would be very appealing for a young male.
Eric Larson's a good artist.
Oh, I'm not knocking, yeah, but it's a very like masculine character.
The cover's great. I think I actually still have it. I really do. I think I've held on to it. Because I'm like, oh, it's one of the Image first.
Yeah.
I believe it's in the long one of the long boxes is like directly behind you right now, Ashley.
I'm gonna go find it right now.
Yeah, good luck. They're heavy. You know, he's a good cop. I remember him being a good cop. I've read a good chunk of the first 40 issues of Savage Dragon. I've always thought about like rereading the whole series because I've heard it goes bonkers.
If you here's a plug that no one asked me to make. If you listen to the Major Spoilers Dueling Review podcast, every time a new Savage Dragon comes out, which is random at best,
They
review it. It's pretty crazy.
Now it's bonkers as
shit.
He
like had an orgy with like his daughter and his daughter's boyfriend something like that. There's like two Savage Dragons.
He has a son.
But I think there's two different like timelines.
There is. I know for a fact that like at like 250 issues or 200 issues where he's at right now, that this series is nowhere even close to what it used to be.
Yeah.
But I've always heard like the first 100 issues are pretty decent.
Interesting.
So I've always thought about reading them.
Why not?
Because why not? You know, more comics, good comics. All right. Yeah, he's a good cop.
All right. How about Christian Walker from Powers? He's the lead of the Powers series.
Nope.
How about, I don't know who this character is, Jim Harper of Star Spangled Comics, created by Jack Kirby and Joe Simon. He apparently played an important role in the Jimmy Olsen book.
He's the Guardian.
Yes, he is.
Jim Harper's the Guardian.
Yeah, he's blue and he's got a dumb golden helmet.
He's not really a cop.
Well, screw you, Den of Geek.
Yeah, screw you, Den of Geek.
Here's one we talked about at length. Dan Turpin.
Dan Turpin, Jack Kirby come to life as the grumpy old cop that you wanted to tell Darkseid to. Like, I feel like Dan, like, Dan Turpin is literally, Grant Morrison talks about this thing that when he writes comic books, he likes to put on fiction suits and drop into the world of his characters.
Yeah.
And that's how he writes, because he talks to his characters inside his fiction suit.
Oh, kind of like that Scrooge movie.
What Scrooge movie?
The one that we just saw a trailer for, where Dan Stevens is like writing Scrooge and he's talking to all the characters.
You're talking about A Christmas Carol. Yeah, Ebenezer Scrooge. For when you said Scrooge, I thought you were talking about Scrooge McDuck. And I was like, what?
Oh, I'm sorry. The better Scrooge character, if we're going to be honest.
Oh.
Don't tweet me. Don't fight me.
By far.
I'm right.
Scrooge McDuck is way more important than Ebenezer Scrooge. But that's beyond the point. I feel that Dan Turpin is like Jack Kirby's fiction suit, so that he could jump into Superman comics and be like, ah, fuck you, Darkseid.
I love that. I really, since you brought it up on the podcast, I really want an action figure of him.
Dan Turpin?
Yeah, from the animated series. Would be
you know,
so good.
We could do some Googling. The 90s series might have made like a Dan Turpin action figure.
Oh, they might have. That's true.
I doubt it, since they never made a Lois.
Yeah, yeah. But she's a lady. You know, Dan Turpin's a white man, so maybe they did. Next on my list, I'm going to ask you while you furiously Google, is Jim Corrigan. Good cop or bad cop?
That's a tough one with Jim Corrigan. Mm-hmm. Wait, which version of Jim Corrigan are we talking about?
There's
two. Are we talking about Spectre Jim Corrigan, or are we talking about Jim Corrigan from Gotham Central?
It's funny because they have a picture of him from the Spectre, but the little write-up talks a lot about Gotham Central, so why don't you tell me your feelings about both of them?
The character from Gotham Central is a dirty cop.
Yes, so he is. He's not a good cop.
He's not a good cop. He's a terrible. Now, the Jim Corrigan of Spectre, he's a good cop. He takes his job too seriously, but... is he a good cop? Because he
murderizes people?
No, he doesn't murderize people. He doesn't murderize people until he becomes a specter. He gets killed.
Yeah.
He gets, like, jumped on. So, like, is he a good cop because he didn't see it coming?
Interesting question.
I'm going to say no. They're both bad cops.
All right. Let's hop over into the Marvel Universe now for Captain Stacy. Mr. Daddy Gwen Stacy. Also dead.
Good dad. Bad cop.
I would agree with that.
Because he's just not good. Now, if we're talking about Ultimate Captain Stacy from Ultimate Spider-Man, unbelievably great cop.
I would also add to that in the Spider-Gwen universe, good cop as well.
Sure.
He's a great father and a good cop, which I think is supposed to sort of echo the Aunt May-Peter Parker relationship, but that's actually... I just haven't read as far in the Ultimates as you, but Spider-Man, that's my favorite version of Captain Stacy.
I'm very certain there is no Dan Turpin action figure.
Oh, you're killing me.
Although it looks like there is a custom Dan Turpin action figure that I just found that's kind of neat.
Oh, that's really good, actually.
Yeah, we're talking
this
about...
this is great for audio.
It's really great
for
an audio podcast, right?
All right, how about Renee Montoya? We also talked about her.
Can I tell you real quick about Ultimate Gwen Stacy, Captain Stacy?
Oh, yeah.
So he dies, in that series too, but he doesn't get, I'm going to say this, taken out like a bitch.
Yeah.
Like regular Gwen Stacy does. It's during this fake Spider-Man storyline. It's like when this evil crook guy is dressing up as Spider-Man committing crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And the evil crook Spider-Man basically takes a stick of dynamite, throws it at this little kid, and Ultimate Gwen Stacy's dad pushes the kid out of the way and catches the bomb and blows up.
Oh, that's so sad.
But he dies a hero.
Yeah. No, it's amazing.
So like
but
he's
it's very
amazing.
Sad.
Yeah. So that he's good cop.
Cool. Renee Montoya.
Terrible cop.
And this archer looks like Rorschach.
Okay, no. Here's Renee Montoya. Great street beat cop, uniformed cop. Terrible detective.
Oh, that's fair.
Because she doesn't become a bad cop until she teams up with Harvey Bullock.
Yeah. Do you know who Gene DeWolf is?
Yes, Gene DeWolf is a Spider-Man cop
yeah.
that you eventually learn is actually working for the Kingpin.
Mm-hmm.
So, bad cop.
Bad, okay. How about Tony Chu?
Oh, from the series,
The lead of Chu.
He's a terrible cop. He's a really bad cop. He is. He's lazy. He's a lazy cop.
I really want them to make that show, though.
So,
Maggie Sawyer.
Great cop.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Harvey Bullock.
Terrible cop.
Very DC heavy.
Harvey Bullock is a terrible cop. He's a great detective.
That's fair. I think that's more than fair. I think he's a good human being.
Yes.
But I think he's one of those characters who's bad at being good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he tries, but he's just sort of inept sometimes.
He's really good at detecting the clues and putting together the case. Like he's mm-hmm. great at that.
He's a great deductive
mind.
But
actually being a cop and working the system, he's terrible.
Yes. Judge Dredd.
a good cop.
Per the rules of the universe, I guess.
Sure.
Do you know much about Judge Dredd? Because there's another Judge Dredd character on here who I've never heard of. Cy Judge Anderson?
Oh,
She's blonde?
Yeah, she's like sort of his partner. She's okay.
Hawkman and Hawk Girl.
They're technically cops.
Yeah, they are. They're technically in some continuity.
Thanagarian cops. Sure, good cops.
Barry Allen. Terrible cop.
Terrible.
Am I right? Terrible cop.
He's technically a police scientist, but he in some versions he's been a cop. He's terrible. He's a terrible cop.
Rick Grimes.
Oh, I always forget about Rick Grimes. He's more a sheriff than a cop. He's a good cop. He actually is a good cop.
Okay.
Yeah, because
I don't know anything about
Walking Dead. He protects his tribe pretty well,
mm-hmm.
and he's pretty honorable. So, yeah, he's a good cop.
All right, I have made it to the last person on this list who Den of Geek gave the number one spot to.
Oh, my God. Let's hear this.
Dick Tracy.
Bullshit.
Sorry, I'm sure I just cracked the mic, but that's fucking funny.
Bullshit. Complete horseshit. He's only a good cop because he has gadgets, and all of his villains are bumbling idiots.
Ooh, I got one. How about Inspector Gadget?
What's the name of his niece?
Penny.
Penny's a good cop.
Penny is a good cop.
Penny and the dog are better cops
What's
than Inspector Gadget.
What's the dog's
name? I don't care. I just know Miss... Come on, Gadget.
Yeah, Dr. Claw.
That's my pet, my cat. Gadget.
A friend of mine, his dad did the voice of that character and also did the voice of Nohard and Care Bears. And it was really scary.
That
when
is
a
amazing.
Child. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So fun fact about Ashley's life.
Terrible, terrible cop. You forgot two cops.
I didn't curate this list, but who do you think was left off this list?
Sam and Twitch from Spawn.
Oh, and we... You had mentioned that I should mention them.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yeah, Sam and Twitch from Spawn. They're actually good cops. In the first six issues of Spawn, they solve the child molester murders. And then they spend the next 40 issues figuring out the identity of Spawn. And they do figure out that he's Al Simmons.
Mm.
They put it together. Because they get fired from the force eventually and they become private eyes. But they're so good that they eventually made a spinoff series called Sam and Twitch, which actually is the series that propelled Brian Michael Bendis to Marvel.
So can I tell you, in my brain, I often conflate Sam and Twitch with Tag and Bink, who I
the
think
Star
are
Wars
Star
characters.
Wars characters. Like, I don't know why, but I...
The patrons of our podcast won't care about this, but a friend of ours, Kevin Rubio.
Yeah, very true. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for some reason, I always conflate them in my mind. I also want to say that I think that Dana, who is the lead of Revival, which is Tim Seeley's zombie comic mm-hmm. that's not really a zombie, she's a great cop.
Cool.
And I think that book excels at showing how the police in a disaster situation can both be helpful and harmful. But she's a great detective.
Here's another person.
Mm-hmm.
Is Coulson a cop?
I don't think, no.
He's an agent.
I don't count special agents.
Okay, okay. I'm just throwing it out there.
In the same way that I wouldn't count Sherlock Holmes.
Or James Bond.
No, but if I was talking about Sherlock, I'd be like, oh, Detective Inspector Lestrade is a good cop.
There's another cop you left off your list.
Who?
Dick Grayson.
Mr. Dick Grayson is a good cop.
He was a great cop. I wish he was still a cop.
So do I. Yeah.
I thought that was like one of the best things they ever did was make him a cop.
I also, I liked it for like the meta narrative of like this like peasant boy who gets swept up into privilege and then goes back to a blue collar job.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that he was able to give back and protect the community in both like a legal and highly illegal mm-hmm. way. Like it showed that how good a person Dick Grayson is transcends more than Bruce Wayne.
I thought that Batman during that storyline was a complete dick to Dick.
It was super dick Batman.
About him being like, Batman didn't like it.
I know, it was
but
stupid.
That also was the height of Batman being the super dick right before Infinite Crisis.
Uh-huh.
But I never understood that. I was like, why would you care if he wants to be... Like, it's better than him being a bartender, which is what he was with the 20 issues before he became a cop.
Yeah,
like,
really?
Like, you want him to be a crappy part-time bartender?
Yeah.
Like, he could be a cop, dude. Come on.
Come on.
One of your best friends is a cop. James Gordon, you asshole.
Yeah. You're maybe your only friend, yep. Arguably.
Yeah,
Alfred is your father.
Alfred is his father. Yes, yes. Trying to think about any other ones. Yeah, Sam and Twitch definitely need to be on that list. There's no cops from Daredevil, really. I'm trying to think of any other Marvel Universe cops. It's tough.
I feel like DC is just more, is bigger on the cops.
Well, because they're old school, I think, because more of their characters are Golden Age. So that's why you see the more inspectors and
stuff
like that.
Yeah, I mean,
commissioners.
I guess you could call the Green Lanterns or any Lantern Corps are cops.
They kind of are.
Hal Jordan, good cop, bad cop?
He's actually a good cop.
Kyle Rayner.
He's a good cop.
John Stewart.
He's a good cop.
Guy Gardner.
He's an okay cop.
Simon Baz.
Simon's okay.
Jessica Cruz.
Jessica's a great cop.
Yeah.
So they're sort of cops. Yeah, you are right about that. Kilowog is the best of all of them.
I would say so, yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of other cops. I think you might have hit it. I think it might be it.
Yeah.
Maggie Sawyer, number one.
If we're tabling Jim Gordon,
Maggie Sawyer is number one.
Yeah, I think so.
To be honest with you, from your list, I might put Sam and Twitch number three.
I mean, I don't know anything about Spawn, but I inherently want to be like, no.
But they're important. They're important. I mean, for two characters that start off in Spawn that eventually got... they eventually got their own ongoing series that ran for like 40 issues that... basically gave Brian Michael Bendis his Marvel career, and I believe that series was nominated for a couple Harveys and Eisners and stuff like that.
So. I don't think an Eisner.
But yeah, it when it hit, it was a big deal. I think that's got to bump him up there quite a bit.
Can I ask you about two cartoon cops?
Sure.
What about
Bonkers from Disney?
I don't know what that means.
He was a weird creature, Bonkers guy, and he wore a cop uniform.
I don't know what that means.
All right, never mind.
What about Chief Wiggum and Eddie and Lou from The Simpsons?
All pathetic cops.
What about the cops from Futurama? Because there's the robot cop and the human cop.
The robot cop is really good.
Hey, baby.
Oh, yeah.
He might be my favorite cartoon cop. He's funny.
You know. Book him, Lou.
Yeah. Bake him away, toys. What was that, Chief? Just do what he said.
Just do what he says there. Yeah.
Good thing you were floating by this brothel.
It's a good thing you're floating by this brothel, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're really funny, but they're terrible cops.
They're so bad cops.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Great.
Yeah, it's kind of a poll there.
Well, I don't know. I was just thinking about fictional
good
cops.
Good cop, bad cop, Gizmo Duck.
I don't know anything about Gizmo Duck.
Oh, you'll learn. Okay.
All right, Jason, is he a good cop or a bad cop?
I mean, he's not a cop. Ashley, thank you so much for listening to...
You?
Us talk about this.
You're welcome anytime. Thank you so much to our listeners for their support and for listening to this ridiculous.
I should thank them.
I thanked them. You can do whatever you want.
Nah,
you have free will.
I don't think I'm going to.
Okay. Will you take this? Will you take us out?
No, I think they want to listen to this.
Okay.
It's like you're in the room with us. This has been a weird podcast recording session, but I don't care.
Great.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I agree with that point, but sure. I mean, I understand it. Cool. Hey, yeah. Okay, no. To the right. Yeah. The sandwich place. Yeah, pull. Come on, you go get it. Go get a sandwich. Yeah, walk in there. Pull. Well, park the car first. Yes, or get off the subway. Whatever you're doing. Yep. Okay. Go up the stairs. Yeah. No. Don't look at that girl. That's an implied. Okay. Yep. All right. Order the number three. All right. Cool. I'll PayPal you the money. All right. Thanks, man. All right, this has been the weirdest Geek History Lesson Extra of all time. Thank you so much for your support. I'm Jason Kagi Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And see you later, my super friends.